Dementia is a neurological condition that disproportionately affects older patients. And as baby boomers age, a greater portion of the U.S. population is at risk than in past generations. But the subject is often taboo, leaving families isolated as the mental capacities of loved ones slip away. The Boulder Bookstore is hosting an event this evening called Alzheimer's Adventure and Brain Health. Among the speakers will be Cindy Weinstein, author of the book Finding the Right Words, a story of literature, grief, and the brain. And she joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Shannon. Nice to be here.
Well, thanks for braving the snow. Your book is a memoir about your late father's struggle with early onset Alzheimer's disease and how it impacted your family. But it was co-written with a neurologist, Dr. Bruce Miller. What do you want readers to take away from your book?
I want readers to take away a couple of things. One is about grief, and however you grieve is fine. We have a tendency to want to rush through grief, and I think that that is not necessarily a healthy approach to the loss of a loved one. And the other thing I want readers to take away is, and this is Bruce's, Dr. Miller's contribution to the book, is information about brain health. Bruce is an expert in dementia, specifically frontotemporal dementia, although he can speak to all dementias. And it was really important to write a memoir that combined my own experience of grief with Bruce's expertise in neurology.
And at the event that you'll be speaking at tonight at the Boulder Bookstore, there will also be two other authors with exactly that preventative lens of brain health. One will look at physical activity and the other diets that keep the brain healthy. What can you tell me about what you know of their presentations as well?
Sure thing. Travis has written a magnificent book.
Travis who?
Travis Macy.
Okay.
Has written a magnificent book along with Patrick Regan. And Travis's father, Mark Mace Macy, has been diagnosed with early onset. And his voice comes through in the book quite beautifully in journal entries that begin each chapter. And theirs is a really amazing story about the body and the importance of taking care of the body, the mind-body connection. And that's also what Dr. Annie Fenn is interested in exploring in her gorgeous cookbook, the ways that the Mediterranean diet in particular is very good for the brain. And what's good for the brain is good for the body and vice versa.
Now, you come to us from California, but you'll be speaking tonight in Boulder, and you'll see that it is a city with a large population over the age of 65, which is precisely the highest risk demographic for degenerative neurological conditions. What advice would you give to people who may have spouses or siblings or peers who may be facing a diagnosis similar to that of your father's?
The caregiver position is extraordinarily important. And one thing I would say to people who are caring for a loved one with dementia is take care of yourself. Make sure that as careful as you are to ensure that your loved one with dementia goes to their doctor appointments, that you go to yours too. Because there's data to show that caregivers often die before the person with dementia dies. And so I always, whenever I have the opportunity. The other thing I would suggest is try not to be in denial. It's very attractive to be in denial because what you're experiencing is extraordinarily painful. And caregivers can go to therapy sessions, support groups. I attended a support group years after my father died and found it extremely beneficial. For caregivers who like to write, I think journaling can be very helpful and also assist with not being in denial, because if you write something on the page, it's there, it exists, and you're forced to confront it. And as difficult as it is to confront what's happening in the moment, I can speak from experience and say it's better to do that than to wait until it's too late and have to grieve after.
I think many of us are just getting to the point in society where we can look pragmatically at death, which is something that's going to affect all of us. You know, right. It's the same thing of, you know, don't go into denial mode, go into what, how are we going to deal with this mode? Right. And while some people are, you know, overcoming their hurdles of being able to plan for their own deaths and all of the logistics that entails, it's not so much when you're dealing with a chronic degenerative illness. What are some of the grief mechanisms that you talked about, or the coping mechanisms, just ways to confront it and stay healthy while you're dealing with something that is extremely painful, that is long lasting,
right?
And that is, you're really in for the long haul with it.
Right. I think it's important to go into this and not have an expectation that you're going to get an A or an A plus every time. And that can be very hard for some people. And it's good to get to a place where you're able to say to yourself, I'm doing the best I can. And whatever that looks like, you should feel confident that you're trying your best. And sometimes it can be so frustrating that you may lose your patience. But like, you're a human being, and I think being able to forgive yourself for the moments where you're not necessarily living up to what your own expectations as a caregiver might be, but that's okay. That's okay. You'll have plenty of other opportunities to hit it out of the park, as it were. I can't stand sports analogies, and I just used one, but I think it's right.
You were also at the Anschutz Medical Center yesterday to meet with a doctor who specializes in narrative medicine. What is that?
Narrative medicine is a very interdisciplinary field of inquiry that was developed by Dr. Rita Sharon at Columbia University. She got a PhD in English and then got an MD, and realized that the tools of being a literary critic could translate into the clinical situation. And by that I mean listening, interpreting, being a close reader of a patient's story. So the importance of storytelling for doctors is a key aspect of narrative medicine. Empathy is a key aspect of narrative medicine, and basically empowering the family, or in this case, maybe the person with dementia, empowering them to be able to explain to the doctor their experience. And the importance of narrative medicine, I think, is attempting to kind of shift the power dynamic slightly and giving the family an opportunity to tell their story, and the importance of doing that, and the importance of having the doctor hear that story.
I've been speaking with Cindy Weinstein, author of Finding the Right Words, A Story of Literature, Grief, and the Brain. She'll be speaking this evening at 6:30 p.m. at the Boulder Bookstore. Thank you for coming into the studio this morning.
Thank you very much, Shannon.